So, can you, so what subject is your work from?
I am here to show about our independent rights.
Independent rights. So, what is that?
An independent right is when we first do a guided right, then we do some planning on either a food, an animal, or Christmas, and you do subheading 1, subheading 2, subheading 3, your introduction and your heading. And I've done it about pandas, so I've wrote the heading, and then the introduction, and then the subheading, and the next subheading, and I'm still doing the next subheading. When I grow up, I'm going to be an author, so that's why I want to write. Also, I'm reading animal books because when I grow up, I'm going to be an author and a vet because animals are my favourite thing in the world, and I want to look after animals and write about animals.
That is a very cool aspiration.
And pandas are my favourite animal.
That is very cool.
You know, what would you say is your favourite part of the work you've done?
My favourite part is probably how you get to do what you like and you don't have to copy what they tell you. You do have to do some parts, but then you can just make up what it's about and what words you put into it, and you get to do it in your own words.
That is really cool. You're going to like English literature when you're old enough to do it, because that's basically what we do. What would you say you've learnt from this piece?
I've learnt how to use more conjunctions and more possessive apostrophes and more headings and stuff, because what I used to do is I just used to not care about that. I just used to write what I like, because I didn't know that to make it better you have to put all that stuff in.
Right, yeah, well, that's very cool.
What would you say was the most challenging part of this?
The most challenging part is when you have to use your brain and you have to think about it, but also that you have to worry about, you need to put conjunctions in, you need to put fronted adverbials in, you need to leave a gap, when to leave a gap, when not to leave a gap, and it's just loads of things going in your mind about it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of thinking. Must be quite draining.
So what kind of advice would you give to someone else who would be trying to do this?
I would give that you write it in your own words, and that you can write about what you like, but it has to be something that you know a lot about, otherwise you'll be struggling a lot. And maybe you need to plan it first, like what we did. You need to add some things in, like expand and end phrases, because you can't just leave it like the blue sea. Maybe you might add another adjective into it.
That's a good tip.